First pitch to Neal is curved outside low by ball one. Al Worthington for New York. Working on Neal here in the fifth. Charlie ducks away from the ball and it pops off his bat and goes into the stand foul. Ball count of 1-1. Neal has a double in two turns, has scored one run. Batting average 270. Takes the pitch high inside, ball two. 2-1 now on Neal. Two outs, two runs in. Dodgers lead 4-2, bottom of the fifth. Foul down the right side in the upper deck. Count even to Charlie, 2-2. Well, hope you're getting a good start on a big Labor Day weekend. Hope you got a good supply of cheaper beer on hand, too. Here's a curve inside, ball three. A full count to Neal, 3-2. Here's the pitch. Neal swings and misses strike three. Worthington strikes out the side in the fifth inning, but there was a walk and a home run for two runs for the Dodgers. So the totals in the last half of the fifth inning, Brooklyn two runs, one hit, no errors, and no gone. At the end of five innings of play, the score, the Dodgers 4, the Giants 2.
Now to the top half of inning number 6. Spencer, Luckman, and Thomas coming up in that order for the Giants. 4-2 Brooklyn. All right, Jerry.
All right, Spencer has gone 0-2 today. Magley delivers first pitch. Swing on a drive down the left field line. Foul. So Darryl Spencer lines one foul down to the Giants bullpen, and it's strike one. The Dodgers got a run in the first, a run in the fourth. The Giants tied it with two in the fifth inning on a home run by Jablonski with Mays aboard. And then Hodges hit one with Simoli on to give the Dodgers the lead, 4-2. That came in the bottom of the fifth. Top of the sixth inning. Darryl Spencer leading it off. Magley into the windup, and here's his pitch. A little low on the outside, and it's ball one. Count evens, 1-1 on Darryl Spencer. Magley ready, delivers. Curveball low, and it's ball two. 2-1 now. Two-one count on Spencer. Magley checking the sign from catcher Johnny Roseboro. Delivers. A little popper at first base. Hodges comes over to make the grab for the out. Spencer tried to check his swing. The ball hit the bat and was a humpback liner to first. So it's one away. Spencer looping out to first baseman Gil Hodges. Here's Whitey Lockman coming on now. Whitey has 1-for-2 today. He doubled to right field. One away, top of the sixth inning. Magley into the windup, delivers. Outside, ball one. Eddie Roebuck and Sandy Koufax now get up and start throwing in the Dodger bullpen down in right field. Fastball on the corner for a strike, and the count to Lockman, 1-1. The Giant bullpen is busy now with two right-handers, Miller and Grissom. Ball two to Lockman, and the count 2-1. Magley checking the sign. One out, none on, top of the sixth inning. Magley's fastball is down low, and it's ball three. 3-1 now on Whitey Lockman. On the inside corner for a strike, and it's 3-2 now, full count for Lockman. Three, two, six. Bounder hit back over the mound, and Neal can't quite get it. Goes into center field for a base hit. Charlie gave it a try near the bag at second base, but it bounced on by him, and Lockman is on with hit number 7 for the Giants. That's the Lockman, his second hit of the day, and up now will be Valmy Thomas. That's a double and a flyout. The Dodgers lead 4-2. Thomas at bat. One out, one on, sixth inning. Magley now checks his runner, delivers. Ground ball to third and bounces off Reese's knee. Peely stays with it, throws to second, throws the ball in the right field. Lockman up now, gets the third, and he goes in easily. And Peely is on one knee out on the infield, and we'll see if he was hurt on the ball. Marsh sees the third, caught Peely on the left knee. He's walking around now, and out goes Doc Winter to see about it. The ball bounced up and hit Peely right on the left knee, and he's now pulling down his left sock and having a look at it. He recovered, stayed with the ball, and then threw to second base, but got a bad throw by Gilliam in the right field, and Lockman, who had slid into second base, got up and jogged into third. So the Giants have runners at first and third, and time called as umpire Doc Windler is out having a look at Reese. And Peely is going to be charged with two errors on the play. And on top of that, he got a sore knee out of it. He's up now walking around. And he's going to stay in there. Manager Ray Lawson also out to see about it. So Thomas is on at first base on the first error by Peely. Lawson goes to second on it. And then Lockman goes to third when Reese made a bad throw for the second error. The Giants have runners at first and third, and Gale Harris coming out now to bat for Alan Worthington. So Gale Harris, left-hand batting infielder, first baseman, will pinch hit here in the sixth inning for Alan Worthington. Worthington worked five innings, allowed four runs, eight hits. He struck out five and walked two. Harris hitting at 233, left-hand hitter. The Giants have runners now at first and third. The Dodger infield plays double play up against left-hand batter Gale Harris. Pitch outside, ball one. On deck hitter is Danny O'Connell. Griffin and Miller in the Giant bullpen in left field will have a new pitcher in the last of the first. He delivers, and it's in for a strike to her. One and one. One-one count. Harris waiting. Lockman at third. Thomas at first. The pitch. High pop foul coming back out of play. A ball and two-strike count now on the pinch hitter, Gale Harris. Magley checks the runners again. Here's the pitch. Fly ball to center field. Well tagged. Over for it goes Snyder and makes the grab. Lockman tags the third and comes in to score easily. Holding at first base is Valmy Thomas. Sacrifice fly for pinch batter Gale Harris, and it's a 4-3 ball game. The Dodger lead cut in half. Scored by Lockman is unearned. Here's Danny O'Connell at bat now with two outs, one on, and a 4-3 ball game. Brooklyn leads top of the sixth inning. Valmy Thomas on at first. Magley out of a stretch to pitch to O'Connell. Curveball is inside. Ball one. Count. Magley ready again, delivers. Inside off the shoulders, and it's ball two to O'Connell. Oh. Frank Kofax, still in the bullpen for the Dodgers, working along. Magny ready. Here's the pitch. Curve in for a strike, and it's 2-1 to O'Connell. Danny hitting 263. He's gone 0 for 3 today. Flat out twice, fouled out once. 2-1 count. Here's the pitch. Little low and inside, ball 3, and a 3-1 count now in the tunnel. Looking for New York 3, top of the 6th inning. Middle game of a 3-game series. Marv Griffin has stopped throwing in the bullpen and now is making his way toward the Giant dugout, so we'll assume Griffin will be the next pitcher for the Giants. 3-1 pitch is inside. He walked him. Off Magly, walk number 2, and out comes manager Roy Austin to have a talk with his pitcher. The tying run in the person of Arnie Thomas moves to second base. O'Connell is first on a walk. And Austin now out to talk to Sal Magly. With Don Mueller coming on, Austin motions to the bullpen to bring on the left-hander, Sandy Koufax. So he'll bring on Koufax, left-hander, to pitch to Don Mueller, left-hand batter. Now we'll keep an eye on the Giants bench to see if manager Bill Wrigley's going to counter that move. Mueller was in the on-deck circle, being called back to the bench. We'll wait and see. Will be all for Magly. Sal in the inning has allowed one hit and one walk, and there were two errors on one play by Reese. It got Sal a little in trouble. Magly comes off now. He was 5 2/3 innings. 3 runs, 2 earned, and 7 hits. He walked 2, struck out 3. Sandy Koufax coming on at 5-3 against the league. And he'll take over now. Magly with 2 outs, 2 on, 1 run in, and the score 4-3 in the top of the 6th inning. So Koufax in now, replacing Magly. Koufax in his 28th ball game, he has started 12. Don Mueller comes back to the on deck circle now, so it's probable that Don will bat in his regular turn. Well, while Koufax is getting tuned up out there, you might declare yourself a little time out and go out to the refrigerator and open up a bottle or can of Schaefer. Long about now. Don Mueller at bat. Balmy Thomas at second. Danny O'Connell at first. 2 outs, and the score 4-3. Brooklyn leads. And Koufax now trying to get out of here by disposing of Mueller. Willie Mays on deck. Here's a look by Koufax, and the pitch is swung on a fly ball to left center field. Snyder going forward and smoothly over. It drops in for a base hit. Here's one run in. Here's O'Connell around third, and he scores. And the Giants lead 5-4. As the ball fell between Snyder and Simoli in left center, and they had trouble picking it up, and the throw then came to second base, came through Gilliam, and 2 runs scored, and Mueller is on at first base. And we'll wait for the official scoring on that one. Fly ball in the left center field fell in between Simoli and Snyder. Might have been. They both called on the ball and then stopped. Although it would have been a tough play for either to catch the ball. But then after the ball dropped, Snyder recovered and threw into second base, and O'Connell came right on in to score. And another conference to mount, and that would be all for Sandy Koufax, with right-hander Willie Mays coming on. Eddie Roebuck is being called into pitch. The base hit by Mueller, a single, and he gets 2 runs batted in. As the throw from the outfield came to second base, O'Connell just kept right on coming and was in the score behind Thomas. So O'Connell scored from first base on the single, Thomas scored from second. And now Eddie Roebuck being called in. Those runs charged against Smagley, and they are on. Roebuck coming in to pitch to Mays with two outs. Mueller at first base. And the Giants leading 5-4. So Koufax works the one batter, allows one hit. And Roebuck now called into the pitching. Eddie's record against the league is 6-2. As far as the Dodgers are concerned, it's been a rather weird inning. Spencer lined the first, and Lockman singled the center field. Thomas hit a ground ball to third that bounced off Reese's leg, and then Peavy recovered, threw the ball to right field, and was charged with two errors on the play. Dale Evans on a sacrifice fly got a run in. O'Connell walked, and then Mueller hit a fly ball to left center field that fell in for a base hit, and two runs scored from first and second on the single left. High, Roebuck pitching to Mays. Inside low, ball one to Willie. He's had 2-for-3. So the Giants have a 3-run inning here in the sixth. Roebuck relieving Koufax, who made one pitch to Mueller. Mays backs up from ball two, and it's 2-0 now. Here's the next pitch to Mays. Inside, around the knees, ball three. 3-0 on Mays. First base, John Mueller. There are two outs here in the top of the sixth inning. The Giants have scored three, lead 5-4. Mays takes the strike. 3-1. Count. Roebuck pitching to Mays. Here's the pitch. High pop fly near the mound on the first base side. Hodges now moves in, calling for it, and he's got it. Bad retired. Mays pops off. So in the top of the sixth inning for the Giants. Three runs on two hits, two Brooklyn errors, and for the Giants, one man left on. So at the end of 5.5 innings to play, the score is 5 and the Dodgers 4.
Well, the Giants have picked up the lead now. We have Bob Grissom coming on to pick up the ball game for the Giants. Reese up at the plate. Let's get right back to Jerry.
All right, it'll be Pee Wee Reese at bat. Reese has 2-for-2 today and takes the first pitch high and inside, ball one. Grissom, making his 45th appearance in relief, has won 4 and lost 3. He's worked 69 and 2/3 innings. Reese takes the strike, a fastball laid in, and it's 1-1. In the Dodger bullpen, Carl Erskine working now, indicating the possibility of a pinch hitter for Roebuck to have drew up third in the inning. Curveball to Reese is in for a strike, and it's 1-2 to Pee Wee. Marv Grissom for the Giants, relieving Worthington. Curve is outside. The count evens at 2-2. The three runs the Giants got in the sixth inning were in Grissom's favor. And we're all unearned if you keep his score with us. Grissom ready, the 2-2 pitch. Strike three called to be a real fastball in the outside corner. So for Grissom, strikeout number one. Up now will be Johnny Roseboro. He has one hit, two tries. Grissom ready, pitching to the left-hand batter. Fastball on the outside corner, strike one. 5-4. New York leads the Dodgers. Last half of the sixth inning here at Ebbets Field. Game two of the series. Here's the pitch. Outside high for ball, and the count is even. 1-1 on Rosemary. One strike. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed for strike two. 1-2. Roseboro singled in the second, grounded out in the fourth. One ball, two strike count. Grissom into the lineup, and here's his pitch. Curve is in and over. Call strike three. For Roseboro, a strikeout, and for Grissom, his second. Eddie Roebuck will come on the bat for himself now. So Carl Erskine, who was throwing in the Dodger bullpen, will now stop. Two outs here in the sixth inning. Roebuck coming on the bat. Eddie has three hits and 16 turns at bat, including a home run. So Roebuck comes on now here in the sixth with two outs, nobody on. Grissom into the lineup, the pitch, Eddie. Swung and a drive to left center field. Looks in for a base hit. So Roebuck gets a two-out single over shortstop to left center. And for the Dodgers, at number nine. Both sides threw six innings of that base runners in every turn at bat. And now with two out, one on, Gilliam comes on. Junior is 0-for-3 today, hitting .251. Grissom on first. Throws to the plate and on the first strike. Roebuck with a short lead. Strike one count to Gilliam. Now Grissom again looks to first, takes his stretch. Junior swings and whistles one right back off his ear to set a field for a base hit. Going right by Grissom to the center and a single for Gilliam. Down to second goes Roebuck holding there, and up now will be Gino Cimoli. So after the first 2 minutes struck out, Roebuck and Gilliam put back-to-back singles together and keep the Dodgers going here in the first. Cimoli has doubled, popped out and walked, the score 2 runs. 9 minutes, second, 5-4, Giants lead, bottom of the sixth inning. Big right-hander checking his sign with catcher Valmy Thomas. And now Cimoli steps out. Now he's back in. Roebuck at second, Gilliam at first. Here's the look, and the pitch to Gino. Fastball high. Thomas drops the first base, but Gilliam gets back in. No play. Ball one to Cimoli. Roebuck on second, wearing a light windbreaker with sleeves pulled up. The pitch is high on inside. Ball two. Gino falls away from it. 2-0 count. Could Cimoli keep it alive? It'll be Duke Snyder due next. Nothing on Cimoli. Grissom ready now. Here's the pitch. Taken for a strike. And at the letters, and it's 2-1 on Gino Cimoli. The Giants lead 5-4, 5 runs, 8 hits. The Dodgers 4 runs and 10 hits. 2-1 pitch on the way. High and inside, and again, Smoley goes down. Ball three and strike one. Himself off, back in there now. Griffin ready to go. Roebuck at second, first, there are two outs. 3-1 pitch, foul away. The wire, and it's 3-2, full count. So we'll turn loose now, 3-2 on Cimoli. Right-hander Stu Miller working in the Giant bullpen in left field. Three and two. The runner's ready. And now Griffin goes off the rubber to move Roebuck back to second as Spencer set him behind him. No play. 3-2. Roebuck again gets the lead. Here they go. Take the swing and a drive to left center field. It's going to be in for a base hit. All the way to the wall. One run in. Gillen around third, headed home. Mays the throw is not in time, and it's 6-5 Brooklyn. Dino Cimoli right on the boards in left center field with a double to score Roebuck and Gillen, and the Dodgers lead 6-5, and before Snyder comes on, we'll pause for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
Peter, dial 1460 WOKO, the Brooklyn Dodgers station in Albany, New York. It's 4:05 WOKO time.
Bad, and Duke's going to get an intentional pass with first base open. That'll be walk number one off Myers Griffin. In the inning, Reason the Roseboro struck out, and Roebuck lined a single to left center. Gilliam singled right back to the middle, and Cimoli hit a 3-2 pitch to the wall in left center field to drive home Roebuck and Gilliam and give the Dodgers two runs in the lead. 6-5, and a real wild one going here today at Ebbets Field. Boy, this has been a real ball game. Seesawing back and forth. All right, Snyder's walked intentionally. Joe Hodges comes on, hit a home run his last time. Drove in two runs. Cimoli scored in front of him. So we have Cimoli on second. Snyder on first. The Dodgers lead 6-5. Hodges in there now. Gill hitting 304. Seven home runs in 12 games for Hodges. Listen ready. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to shortstop. Spencer plays it on two hops to force at second base, and the side is retired. Well, that's all for the Dodgers in the sixth inning. After two outs, they got two runs on three hits. No errors, and has two runners left on. So at the end of six innings of play, the score, Brooklyn 6 and New York 5. Well, Al Away's been going most anything can. Jablonski will start it off. He had a two-run homer in the fifth inning, and he struck out his first two turns. So Ray is 1-for-3, hitting at an even 300. On the mound now, Eddie Roebuck, and the starting pitch is no longer figure. The ball game belongs to Grissom and Roebuck. There's a bounded foul to the left of the plate. Strike one on Jablonski. 6-5, Brooklyn lead. In the last couple of innings, we've had a lot of scoring. Both sides got two in the fifth. The Giants got three in the sixth. The Dodgers got two. 6-2, Jablonski is inside at the belt. Ball one. 1-1 count. Top of the seventh inning here at Ebbets Field. The Dodgers and the Giants in their second meeting of the series. One more. That'll be tomorrow at 2 o'clock. There's a bounder to third. Reese plays it on the shortstop. Makes his play in time for the out. One away. Jablonski bouncing out to Reese. Now the batter will be Hank Sauer. Flat out, struck out, and grounded out. Tower, hitting .257, has 22 home runs, 64 runs batted in. Eddie Roebuck into the windup. The pitch is inside, ball one. Count on Big Hank Starr with Darryl Spencer doing that. Roebuck winds, here it comes. Fouled away on the ground off to the left side. Count is 1-1 on Starr. One ball, one strike. Roebuck takes his time, gets his time now. Here's the pitch to Hank Starr. Inside at the belt with a curve, and it's ball two. 2-1.